Chapter 2. Then Joshua, the son of Nun, sent two men from Shittim secretly, with the purpose of searching out the land, and Jericho. So they went and came to the house of a loose woman of the town, named Rahab, where they took their rest for the night. And it was said to the king of Jericho, "See, some men have come here tonight from the children of Israel with the purpose of searching out the land." Then the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, "Send out the men who have come to you and are in your house, for they have come with the purpose of searching out all the land." And the woman took the two men and put them in a secret place. Then she said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I had no idea where they came from, and when it was the time for shutting the doors at dark, they went out. I have no idea where the men went, but if you go after them quickly, you will overtake them." But she had taken them up to the roof, covering them with the stems of flax which she had put out in order there. So the men went after them on the road to Jordan as far as the river crossing, and when they had gone out after them, the door into the town was shut. And before the men went to rest, she came up to them on the roof, and said to them, "It is clear to me that the Lord has given you the land, and that the fear of you has come on us, for we have had news of how the Lord made the Red Sea dry before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites, on the other side of Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you gave up to the curse. And because of this news, our hearts became like water, and there was no more spirit in any of us because of you, for the Lord your God is God in heaven on high and here on earth. So now, will you give me your oath by the Lord, that, because I have been kind to you, you will be kind to my father's house, and that you will keep safe my father and mother and my brothers and sisters and all they have, so that death may not come on us?" And the men said to her, "Our life for yours if you keep our business secret, and when the Lord has given us the land, we will keep faith and be kind to you." Then she let them down from the window by a cord, for the house where she was living was on the town wall. And she said to them, "Get away into the hill country, or the men who have gone after you will overtake you. Keep yourselves safe there for 3 days, till the searchers have come back, and then go on your way." And the men said to her, "We will only be responsible for this oath which you have made us take, if, when we come into the land, you put this cord of bright red thread in the window from which you let us down, and get your father and mother and your brothers and all your family into the house. Then if anyone goes out of your house into the street, his blood will be on his head. We will not be responsible, but if any damage comes to anyone in the house, his blood will be on our heads. But if you say anything about our business here, then we will be free from the oath you have made us take." And she said, "Let it be as you say." Then she sent them away, and they went, and she put the bright red cord in the window. And they went into the hill country and were there 3 days, till the men who had gone after them had come back, and those who went after them were searching for them everywhere without coming across them. Then the two men came down from the hill country and went over and came back to Joshua, the son of Nun, and they gave him a complete account of what had taken place. And they said to Joshua, "Truly, the Lord has given all the land into our hands, and all the people of the land have become like water because of us.